I'm Ed Rose, and this is a special edition of Citizen Kane. Today's program, available only on 101.7 WXCY Radio, remembers Doc Gardner. Harry D. Doc Gardner was one of Kane's all-time great characters. Born in Mount Jewett in 1903, H.D. as he was sometimes known, graduated from Pitt's Dental School, earning his enduring Doc nickname. When he wasn't chomping on his trademark cigar, Doc was knocking down bowling pins at a record pace, rolling some of the highest series in the town's history, frequently flirting with the 700 mark. When he took a night off from bowling, the colorful Doc played the drums and formed his own orchestra, playing dance music at area clubs in the World War II era. In a 1978 interview with Kane Republican editor Dick Coleman, Doc said his group played a lot of dances and wedding receptions, along with weekly co-ed dance nights at the YWCA, then located above the Temple Theater. In those days, his wife Isabel played piano, Ernie Bray played banjo, Ernie Anderson played fiddle, and Bus Rose and Francis Biesecker both played saxophone, Coleman wrote. And just a year after starting his dental practice in Kane, in 1938, Doc joined the Kane Fire Department. When Chief Patsy Marasco passed away in July of 1948, Doc was sworn in as chief. For more than 28 years, CB radio enthusiasts heard Chief Gardner spring to action over the monitor as he contacted the fire hall from his car. This is MC-55 to MS-5 base. MC-55 to MS-5 base. Dick Coleman asked Doc how in the world he could be a dentist and a fire chief at the same time. It wasn't easy. Most people resented it if I didn't leave my office right away for a fire call, he replied. I remember one lady telling me from the dental chair, if the fire whistle blows, don't you dare go to the fire and leave me. I told her if the whistle blows, I'll take you with me. Anyone who has made any kind of career in a town should give something back, Gardner told Dick Coleman. I don't regret a single minute of the service I gave to the town of Kane. Over the years, Doc was also president of the Kane Kiwanis Club, served on the ambulance committee, and was a board member at the Congregational Church. When asked about the worst fires his department faced during his tenure as chief, he told Coleman that the conflagrations at the Trussell Steel Company, the Benny Abraham Garage, and McCluskey Lumber topped his list. He said the biggest fire was a toss-up between the Mount Jewett and Wilcox Tannery fires. Perhaps the costliest fire was the Vollmer Building fire in April of 1977, when damage was estimated at $220,000. Once that fire was discovered, Doc called the Sheffield and Mount Jewett fire departments for help. On June 25, 1977, Kane celebrated Harry D. Gardner Day in honor of his long service to the community. Festivities began with a parade of 50 units, including Cub Scouts, Little League baseball teams, National Guards troops, marching bands, and area fire and rescue teams from surrounding areas. The parade was followed by an afternoon reception at the fire hall and a special honorary dinner at the Elks Club. Judy Perry, president of the Kane Chamber, presented Doc with a plaque that read, "Kane loves you, Doc, and we thank you for loving us." When Doc passed away in May of 1978, Fire Chief Dale Fogle ordered Signal 10 to be blown on the Kane fire horn as the last alarm for Dr. H.D. Gardner. 21 fire trucks from out-of-town departments joined the procession on Chase Street with lights flashing. They were from Eldred, Shinglehouse, Smethport, Wilcox, James City, Kinzu Volunteers, Jay Township, Horton Township, Derrick City, Roulette, Port Allegheny, Cowdersport, Johnsonburg, Fox Township, Bradford, St. Mary's, Ridgeway, Sheffield, and Mount Jewett. Flags flew at half-mast. All units of the Kane Fire Department were lined up on South Fraley Street in full equipment. They saluted the chief as the procession rolled by on the slow climb up Cemetery Hill. Well, that's all for now, friends. Please send your comments and story ideas to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.